And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, we've got Carolyn Enting joining us now. She is our fashion director. She knows everything that's going on in the world of fashion. And today we thought we'd talk about do good fashion.
A lot of brands have sort of wanted to do more than just produce clothing. You know, Starfish, which is a New Zealand eco label, they recently rebranded their label to Starfish New Materialism because they were feeling really guilty about being materialistic. And so they decided if they sort of rejigged their focus and really looked at what their clothing and their garments are made out of and it's all sustainable and timeless, then they'd feel better about being consumers and buying new clothing. Because at the end of the day, we do all like to buy new things. And just this week, Tom's, which is a very, very, become a very well-known brand from America, they launched in New Zealand and they launched in Australia in late 2012. And but the premise behind Tom's is every pair of shoes you buy, they will provide another pair of shoes for free to a child in need somewhere in, you know, a developing country.
Mm.
It's such a great story because, you know, this guy, Blake McCoskey, he actually took part in the Amazing Race a few years ago. And then he went on a trip to Argentina and he saw 200 barefoot children and thought, oh my God, all these kids are running around with no shoes on. And he figured if he could sell 250 pairs of shoes in the States, it might be enough for him to buy a plane ticket and go back to Argentina and give at least one village shoes. And he got a bit of, you know, the power of the press, came on board, Los Angeles Times did a story, and ended up selling 2,000 pairs of shoes in one day. And it's now turned into this global business where they're constantly providing footwear for kids in need around the world.
That's a really cool thing that they're doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and it's just, and it just makes you feel, you know, much better too. I mean, when you buy a garment and you know that, you know, it just gives you that fantastic feel-good factor. I mean, of course, these products have to be good as well.
Yeah.
People aren't going to want to buy. It's not going to be sustainable as a business and as a business which helps, that helps people if the product isn't any good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend that's been, you know, around for a little bit, but it just seems to be growing in momentum, which I just think is really exciting. You know, businesses are also, you know, being forced by public and consumer demand to be more responsible and sustainable in their practices. You know, a few years ago, Levi's got in a bit of trouble, and now they are producing, they've sort of turned their business on their head, and they're making clothing out of recycled plastic, and they've got a fantastic waterless jeans program where they've managed to reduce the amount of water they use in the production of their clothing by dramatic effect. So it's a really, really positive thing. There's a fantastic book out there too, actually, called Style Naturally, written by Summer Rain Oakes. That's actually her real name. And that's published by Chronicle Books. And it's a fantastic guide to, you know, a savvy shopping guide to sustainable fashion and beauty. And it includes the Tom's story. It includes lots of different brands that you can go and seek out or check out if you want to help make a difference with your wardrobe shopping.
Fantastic, Carolyn. Well, thank you for giving us the insights today to do good fashion. And it's a term I've never heard of, but I really, really love it. And as you said, we're going to be seeing a lot more of that. And maybe the big expensive labels will follow suit eventually as well, hey?
You never know.